AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says America's longest war will end next month. The AP Sagar Magani reports he is resisting calls from some to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan during a Taliban resurgence.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago. Take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands more Americans' daughters and sons are you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Michael Avenatti is going to prison for 2.5 years. He's the attorney who represented Stormy Daniels when she sued then-President Donald Trump. Avenatti was convicted of trying to extort up to $25 million from Nike. Dania Perry is Avenatti's attorney.
She is deeply humbled as a result of this experience, and he's excited to start the next part of his life.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus case numbers are rising in a number of states.
We know that the Delta variant has increased transmissibility, and it is currently surging in pockets of the country with low vaccination rates.
New research from France shows coronavirus vaccines work against the Delta variant. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is asking people and businesses to voluntarily cut how much water they use by 15%. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 259 points. This is AP News. Pope Francis sent his condolences to Haiti following the assassination of the country's president.
Francis called the Wednesday assassination of President Jovenel Moïse heinous, as well condemning all forms of violence as a means of resolving crises and conflicts. He made the comments in a telegram signed by the Vatican Secretary of State. The message said Francis was praying for the Haitian people and for the First Lady, Martine Moïse. She was critically injured in the attack at their home, which government officials say was carried out by mercenaries. Francis has been recovering at a Rome hospital since undergoing surgery on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Border Patrol says 7 people apprehended after entering Vermont illegally from Quebec by driving across the lawn of a library built in both the U.S. and Canada were immediately returned to Canada. The occupants were from Canada, France, and Romania. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.